ways of influencing those defiant are well known and have been tried and tested so many times. There is media pressure, there is interference in the domestic affairs, and there are attempts at attributing legitimacy to attempts to meddle in the interior affairs. In recent years, we've had evidence that certain national leaders had been blackmailed. The Big Brother has been spending billions of dollars on espionage and surveillance all around the world, including spying on their closest allies. Let's all ask ourselves, how comfortable and safe do we feel living in a world like that? How just and how rational is it? Would you say we have no reasons to be concerned and ask these uncomfortable questions? Maybe the United States is exclusive in pursuing its leadership, and maybe that is a good thing. Maybe them interfering in everyone's relations all over the world is something that brings us peace, stability, prosperity, and democracy, and maybe we all should simply, you know, let them do it to us. I dare say this is not true. Unilateral dictatorship and imposing their own templates on us has actually led to something that was very contrary to what they had intended. Instead of resolving conflicts, we see escalation. Instead of stability, we see increasing chaos. Instead of democracy, we see them supporting some very murky activists, from open Nazis to very dangerous Islamic fundamentalists, because those forces are used initially as instruments, but then they just go out of control, and their so-called masterminds get burned on that. I can't help wonder how time and again they continue to repeat their own mistakes. They used to sponsor Islamic extremist movements to fight the Soviet Union. They were tried and tested in Afghanistan and later gave rise to Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The West used to turn a blind eye, or I would actually say even support financially and in media terms to support those terrorists and their invasion in Russia from Central Asian countries. It was only after terrible terrorist attacks in the territory of the United States itself that the West actually came to realize the imminent danger of global terrorism. And I remind you, Russia was the first to support the American nation and lend them a helping hand after the terrorist attack of September 11th, 2001.